going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. The question is May an underrated month? Broads, what do you think? Is May an underrated month?
I think it's a perfectly rated month. It's a beautiful month, don't get me wrong, but I don't see how it's underrated.
Yeah, see...
no one talks about May.
Well, see, the vote is 61% say yes, but I think they're just saying they like May. I've never... Jack said it's underrated. I was like, who says May isn't good?
I hear May. A lot of buzzes about September, October.
Nobody buzzes
That's
about September.
That's the best time of the
it's
year.
It's October.
I think September gets some buzz in there. I think there's some March buzz. A little bit.
There's definitely July buzz.
Yeah, August, ass month.
Yeah, too nobody hot. Likes August. Yeah, even though my birthday's there. What's going on, Broads?
I don't know. There's a lot of different emotions flying around this damn body of mine. Sad, upset, but also, you know, a little embarrassed. And it's pick six. It's not pick 26. So get your head out of your ass and feel excited about a prospect. There's a lot happening here.
Well, it sounds like it's time to start Flyers in 50.
Yeah, sorry.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Buchagross teased me, tickled the undercarriage, Ike, tickled the undercarriage. I thought for a second maybe when they came back from break, I'd be seeing a number one overall pick. But somehow we slip and go the other way. I'm sitting there crying. You kidding me? But then I came to my senses. I looked myself in the damn mirror and I said, you sorry loser, pathetic piece of crap. There is a chance here to change this franchise. And if Danny Briere is the star GM that we need him to be, now is the time to get that stud that is going to bring us to the promised land alongside Matvei Michkov. So there's plenty of great six overall picks. Matthew Tkachuk. We must get here and love Matthew Tkachuk. If he was wearing the orange and black, go get the next Matthew Tkachuk. What if we had a Scheifele? All right, Winnipeg Jets, seventh overall pick. This guy's going and snagging 40 bingos a year and helping out a team with a President's Trophy. He was there at seven. There's plenty of talent. Quinn Hughes, he was at seven. Zibanejad, six. There's plenty of talent, damn it. Go get a guy to make me happy.
There it is. That wow. was good, bro.
That was fire, brother.
I liked it. What's going on with the head coach search, man. By the way?
I think they're taking a slow, methodical approach, which we appreciate.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling Tockett's in the running. This Pat Furschweiler guy from Western Michigan is in the running, and these may be sort of who's at the top of the list currently.
Now, Broads, let me ask you this.
Hold on. What's I can't see Ike. I just see you. What the hell are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Laughing at you.
I'm just laughing.
What do you mean?
I laugh at everything you say, man.
All I did was mention the Western Michigan's comeback.
No, he's still laughing about undercarriage, 40 bingos, Matthew Tkachuk. Don't get Tkachuk.
Yeah. He loves the hockey lingo.
Yeah, man. It's good stuff, bro. Yeah. It's good stuff. Believe me, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Bros, can you just scream dump and chase? Just scream it.
Yeah. You want to get a dump and chase, boys? Let's get the pucks deep. Get a nice forecheck. Win the puck battles.
This is unbelievable.
Bros, let me ask you this. So the NHL lottery just passed, but we have the NBA lottery on Monday. And if the Sixers don't get the pick top six, they lose it. Do you think it's possible the Flyers only got the six picks so the Sixers could get a better pick? Just sort of like karma. Karmic balance. Would you accept that?
I'm in so much pain just hearing that question that I don't even know if I can answer it.
Well,
I have no idea where to go with that.
We might have lost out, though, because the Philadelphia Wooder Dogs, the local lacrosse team, they got the number one pick.
Oh, I saw that.
In the lacrosse draft.
The Wooder Dogs.
The Wooder Dogs.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They got the number one pick. They got the number one pick.
Yeah. Now, let me say this. The NHL, what a joke of a league, huh? What the hell was that viewing experience? Not that I imagine either of, well, any of you, all three of you, were sitting down watching John Buchagross lay out the cards and the ping pong balls, but what a disaster. I had no clue what the hell was going on.
Yeah. You got to call me and our crew in because we are lottery experts in
there. That's right.
Yeah. The NHL one was confusing. Exciting, but confusing. Bros, before we let you go, I noticed you were promoting the Gaudreau 5K, which is in honor of John and Maddie who passed away, and I know you were close to. Do you want to promote? I know there's a 5K, there's an auction, all that stuff. Anything that you can say to push people to taking part in that?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yep. So on May 31st at Washington Lake Park in Washington Township, there is a 5K. And if you Google Gaudreau 5K, Gaudreau Family 5K, all of the stuff will pop up on Google for you. And there is an auction as well. And there's athletes all around, not just in hockey, but literally in baseball and basketball. They're all over the place. There's so much out there for you to explore on the website. And everything is going to a playground. So and everyone that can access this playground. It's for, people in wheelchairs and things of that nature. So it's for some of just everybody really in that community that is able to utilize this playground and being able to have fun and enjoy themselves. And that's where it goes. So if you could do it, absolutely check it all out.
Let me ask you this, bros. I was going to ask you if this was okay. I was going to bid.
Yeah.
But I feel like I got to ask your permission first. There's a game used autographed Jack Hughes jersey, and I know he's a Devil. But I kind of like Jack Hughes.
You are just unbelievable.
Is it okay if I bid on the jersey?
Yeah, absolutely. All listen, when there's something like what we're talking about behind it, there's no sports rivalries that top something as important as coming together as a community and raising money for things like this.
Okay, so you're not going to hold that over my head if I win that auction that I bought a Jack Hughes jersey.
Absolutely. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Well, because you know they're owned by the same company that owns the Sixers. So when I was living up there, I lived 20 minutes away from there, and they were doing the whole rebuild thing. So I Nico Hischier and Jack Hughes and all those young players, I was watching them or whatever. I thought Jack Hughes was good.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, Jack, disgusting. Are you listening to this crap?
I like the good players.
Dude,
I don't know what to tell you.
You like Scott Stevens too?
I just like Jack Hughes. Wow. He's good.
This guy's out here talking about Nico Hischier, but
who
God
the hell
forbid,
is Nico Hischier?
Matvei Michkov, and this guy just wants to shut me off and throw me out.
I don't want to do the Devils in 50 or whatever. I'm just saying I like Jack Hughes. That's all I'm saying. It's just like
Scott Niedermeyer's men too. You like Martin Brodeur?
I did like Niedermeyer.
You guys are
unbelievable, bro.
All right, Broge, when are you on WIP again?
I am in the middle of a John Johnson run here as he's traveling the world in Italy. So the sleep schedule is out of whack. I've been crushing the overnight crew. Let me tell you something. They are just outstanding. They are interesting, and I love them. Mm. And I'm doing snack of the night at 3:45 every morning, and we're getting nasty.
There
we're
you go.
Nasty.
I was going to ask.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
What is that? You're doing snacks.
Well, I'm trying to think about John Johnson traveling in Italy. Is there enough peanut butter for him in Italy? Are they big peanut butter guys out there?
Well, apparently he was diving into like linguine the whole week leading up for a snack. Here he is doing pasta dishes to prepare his body. So I don't know.
It's guilty, unbelievable.
All right. Well, you can hear Broads in the overnight. Follow him on Twitter at Broads81. Broads, thank you as always, my friend.
All right, brother.
You got it. See you guys.
There he is, Broads. 215-592-9494. It is beautiful out, which means spring is here, which also means, you got to clean out the garage and all those things you've been putting off, those house projects you've been putting off. And one you've been putting off longer than just a season, maybe even a year, maybe even 2 years, is the windows and the doors. You know you need them. And the end of the day, you call Gaida, you're going to feel better about it because with those new windows, they're not going to hear your dogs down the street, which is one thing that I learned. But the efficiency, the energy efficiency of your house is going to go up. Your energy bills are going to go down. The value of your house is going to go up. And Gaida is just going to make it more comfortable. They're going to do it with price. They're going to do it with the entire process. It's going to be no stress whatsoever. So you call Gaida right now at 877-GO-GAIDA. You're going to get 20% off every window. You're going to get 20% off every door. You're going to start the project with no money down. You're going to get up to three years to pay it off interest-free, and you're going to get those beautiful new windows and doors. As I said, 877-GO-GAIDA, you call that number, you're going to get a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or just go to goguida.com, that's goguida.com. Remember, there are restrictions, and this is a limited-time offer. As I mentioned, 215-592-9494. Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott? Whoa.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm sorry. Hey, Spike, you going to sleep in your Jack Hughes jersey?
No, I'm not going to sleep in the jersey. I'm not. I'm just saying there was a game used Jack Hughes jersey on there. So I don't know if it was okay.
The guy who called and had the Howie Roseman shirt and sleeps in it, like I could literally see him throwing it up and sniffing it, you know? I could just like...
Definitely.
It's very clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It puts the lotion in the basket. Yeah.
He wanted a little dirty.
Yeah.
Hey, man, like, when it gets to the Phillies, I'm always in the same mindset. Like, in the beginning of the year, you got to let it play out and see what happens. And I think, like, they've proven they have the horses to get to the playoffs. I think the biggest difference this year was it was just the Sixers did not make the playoffs. So everybody was ready to be enraged at the Phillies. You know,
like, yeah, that's part of it.
Well, it is a good point. I mean, when I started the show, which was in the middle of April, we were talking about Knicks Sixers for the first, because we talk about the Philly start. It wasn't really the first month. It was the second month.
Yep.
But everybody ignored the first month because of where we were at the NFL draft. We also had the Sixers as well. Yeah. That's a good point, Scott, that our attention was right there on them. And I think you mentioned this yesterday, the Phillies following up the Eagles Super Bowl, also an added amount of pressure.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, we're walking around like we need to be the best. And, like, man, I just remember last year losing to the Knicks, you know what I mean? Like, I just remember going to the stadium. I remember being so pissed off about it. I remember watching the Phillies to calm down because of the Sixers, you know? So, you know, I do think, like, there was crazy stuff said, like, let's get rid of Castellanos, get rid of Topper. Harper's not a top 20 player anymore. Nola's a number four now. So, like, you know, I just think this fan base, we always overreact. And I think, like, the one part I'll agree with Ike is, like, I don't see anything from the Phillies now that's like, oh, they're definitely going to win a World Series. But, like, you know, I feel like they're going to make the playoffs and then just hope things are going to be, like, in stride, you know, and so they get hot because.
Scott, for next question today, it's your favorite all-time piece of electronics. I'm not voting for your phone. Your phone is my least favorite.
What is that, a cricket?
Yeah, but do you have an all-time favorite piece of electronics?
Yeah, sorry about the phone, man.
Oh, there you go. What's this whole time?
Nice. I know. I'm just like in a certain part of Jersey. My
okay.
bad.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, if you like the Giants winning seven games or whatnot, you know they're only plus five. You know, I think more than five wins is plus 25. I think that's a good bet. I can see them winning six games this year.
Wait a minute. The Giants, what's their over number? Their over under is five?
Their over under is 5.5.
Oh,
yeah,
take
wins.
The over.
Yeah, six wins.
Yeah, that's an easy bet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, because the Commanders are 10 over 10, and they're even money.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think the Giants are probably a good bet.
Yeah.
And my piece of technology. Oh, real quick, dude.
Oh, wow.
I just think Jalen versus Bryce, like, I don't know how you all don't think Hurts is just, like, as important as Harper is.
Or that's not what we said. That wasn't the conversation.
As good player, I just think Jalen definitely is. Whatever, we'll let that go.
Okay.
My piece of – I know you hate that, Mike. I know any time you talk about Hurts.
Well, it's Jalen's had one awesome year. One. He said one. I'm just saying, look.
One MVP caliber season.
One. Yes. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So this is all I'm saying.
But he's been good for
him. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's closer than it was a year ago or 2 years ago or
That's
whatever.
Fair.
And Bryce has not started off well. But like, Bryce is already in the Hall of Fame. And he is at least on the edge of his prime, maybe starting post-prime. But saying Jalen's better, it's just like – he just needs more on the resume, I think.
I mean, I definitely think it's a good debate. That's all. I think yesterday you kind of dismissed it, and you were like, "No way!" But
it is no way.
Everything for us, you know. So.
Well, except for throw. Do you have a favorite all-time piece of electronics?
I was thinking about it, man. I used to love a CD rewriter. You know, I used to make them CDs. So LimeWire, Napster, you had
burning CDs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that was pretty awesome. Hey guys, awesome show, man. It's always the best. Have a good day.
Thanks
Scott. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, CD burner. I hadn't thought about one of those.
Yeah, it's
in a
been
while.
A while for CD burner.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. I don't have a CD player.
I don't.
Now I do have. You could obviously in a DVD. Thing you could put a CD in there and it'll play through your TV.
I don't have a DVD player anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I think I want to get a Blu-ray player. I think that's right. I want to become a Blu-ray guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he brought the Eagles there. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this the last couple of days. I would like to register my official. I am worried about Saquon Barkley this year. I'm worried. I was already. I know this is very me, but coming off the 507 touches and then. Treating, I'm not getting on him. I want to be clear, but like these types of off seasons just don't usually lead to successful seasons the next season. And I think we were lucky in a way in that we got Saquon after a prove it. That was a prove it year.
Oh, we
for
got
Saquon.
Him at the right time. There's no doubt about it.
100%.
Yeah,
he spent the off season, and you know I'm not following around Saquon all the time, but
you could tell he was still angry.
Yes.
About the whole Giants thing for a while.
He played angry.
Yes,
he played angry.
Yes.
It was the healthiest year of his career, and this is the perspective I want to paint. If you're listening to, if you're annoyed, you're like Saquon's going to be fine. Is that imagine last year didn't happen and we signed Saquon. And we saw Saquon, like, out all the time. the video with Tim Chalamet, the out. We hear about Saquon. Oh, he's buying drinks for everybody here. He's drunk there, blah, 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 doing everything under the sun. And on top of it, we give him $40 more million this offseason. So imagine the original contract they signed him to, which was 3 years, $36 million. And imagine it is, you know, 4 years, $76 million. We would all be like, he is not going to be anything next year. We would be furious. Now, he won the Super Bowl, so we sort of like give him a pass. And as a person, I get it. But as an Eagles fan, thinking about the team next year, thinking about the load he carried this year, this offseason, after last season, I am worried about Saquon for next year. I'm just like, I'm worried. We were talking about 09 Hamels, you know, yeah. And after he won a World Series MVP and all those things. It's just like, I don't know, man.
I'll say this. I won't say that it's nothing.
Right?
I won't say that it's nothing. I'll just say this. I am monitoring it.
Monitoring the situation.
Yeah. I don't know how you don't. And hopefully the Eagles are. Now, I'll say, I'm speaking more about the how he feels physically after last season, right? The amount of wear and tear on his body from last year and how much he pushes himself this offseason trying to get ready for training camp. I hope they've conveyed to him, not that he needs to be out every week celebrating, but kind of conveyed to him, you know, take it a little easy, on the training this year. Maybe not get it started as early as you did last year. We got a plan for you in training camp where we're going to try to ease you into this thing. We need you to work with us on this and be patient. We're trying to get you stronger for the second half of the season and in the postseason. So you may not be the focal point early in the season.
Of the offense.
I don't want you to get bothered by that, you know, coming off of last year. But we got to look at the long run here. When it comes to your health.
And the preparation thing, I see all this and I think to myself, I don't want him cramming. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Like him going, all right, here's what I'm going
to
do.
That's how we used to train back in the day.
And that's not the way to do it.
That's not the way to do it.
So I think about if I were him, what I would tell myself is, because you think about this every time you go on a diet or whatever, you say, I'm going to do whatever I want this week, and then next week I'm going to start. If you're Saquon, if I'm thinking about it, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to enjoy myself until June.
Till June.
And then I'm going to get serious about it. What I worry is after a year like last year and an offseason, like all of a sudden he goes hard in June.
And his body's not ready to take it. I totally agree. That's why I think he needs to ease his way into this thing. You can dial down. Hopefully the Met Gala is the last one. We do have the ring ceremony. You guys may not know, but the BET Awards are somewhere around the corner here coming up.
Right.
that's coming up at some point.
I was watching the Chalamet video, and I'm like, oh, I don't like this video.
So
you know?
You wonder how many more of these things he's committed to appearing at, and it's not going to the ceremonies and appearing there. It's the what comes with it.
Yes.
The pre-party and then the after-party part of it. That's what we're more or less thinking about.
We got the Belmont, the Preakness is coming up.
Yeah.
Big horse racing.
That's what I'm saying. You got some things coming up.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
And he's a year older, and he touched the ball 507 times last year.
I will say this.
Yeah.
I can kind of appreciate this considering my mentality and where I'm coming from, more so than the I'm back to work, the Super Bowl isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that is a Debbie Downer to me. At least I know Saquon is enjoying being a Super Bowl champion.
Well,
he's out there everywhere.
The other thing I think about the Super Bowl didn't mean as much as I want, well, then what are you training for? Do you know what I mean? Like, eventually you're going to lose the motivation if there's never any satisfaction at the end of it.
What? See, they can't say it.
Yeah.
Because it looks more individual.
Because it's about numbers.
Of course it is.
Right.
They're training because they want to be the best at their position. And let me tell you, number 11, I'm starting to see list of top wide receivers where he's 8,
ooh,
where he's 12, and all this nonsense. So I know he sees this stuff, and he's like, hold on. I'm a three-time All-Pro wide receiver. I was just known as a top three receiver in the league, and now all of a sudden everybody's lists are coming out, and I'm not even in the top five anymore.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
See, I'm just saying, you know he's motivated.
Yes, yes. Speaking of motivated, hopefully what happened today will motivate one Elliot Shore Parks.
I can't stand y'all, man.
Got it wrong. Got it wrong. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next to talk about the Dallas Goedert restructure. Also, Baldy says there is a free agent out there who could help the Eagles, who he thinks will be on the Eagles, and we will talk to Elliot about that next. 215-592-9494. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.